Special guest joining me in studio this morning, we have Tim Westwig, Executive Director of the Conway Area Humane Society. Welcome back, Tim.
Good morning, Gino.
Here we are. This is it. This is our big hoorah coming up. It's already here. I mean, we were talking about just a few weeks ago. We've been gearing up for the big Walk for the Animals happening tomorrow. You must be excited.
Very excited. And yeah. Especially with the weather report that
exactly.
you just gave, it's going to be fantastic tomorrow.
I was going to mention that. The weather seems to be, we're keeping our fingers crossed, but seems to be crystal clear. Should be a beautiful day to spend out at the Whitaker Woods site. And we have a lot of people coming on out. Again, registration's at 9 a.m. The walk is at 10. You can pre-register online now at conwayshelter.org. For those who are just hearing about Walk for the Animals, let's give them a quick rundown, a quick heads up on what they can expect.
Well, tomorrow we have, obviously, the walk. We're going to have a nice group of owners and their pets to take a walk around Whitaker Woods,
for
which
sure.
is a beautiful spot to take a walk.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a bunch of vendors and food trucks. Cheese Louise is going to be there, and you folks are going to be there.
We're
going to
be
as
there.
Well.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from the site and having a lot of fun. There's all types of raffles and giveaways going on, and just like you mentioned, food, fun, and games. And it's really for the whole entire family, plus a lot of live canine demonstrations and more. So we're raising money for the Conway Area Humane Society. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's nice to talk about what that money actually goes towards, because we learned that hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's no exaggeration, each year to run the Conway Area Humane Society.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we have a group of very dedicated staff that work with a lot of animals. I mean, we adopt out hundreds of animals a year,
mm-hmm.
And it does take a lot of expense.
Sure.
Many of the animals that come to us come with medical needs that we then have to, take them to the vets and work on that, and that's not cheap.
Yep.
You know, so, it's very costly, but how important. You know,
of course.
To take care of these animals.
Yeah.
And so the money that's raised for this walk and all the other events that we do goes to supporting that.
Yeah, that's what we've kind of saying here on the air, talking about this event. All the fundraisers, of course, that the Conway Area Humane Society does is so important. And it's because of that price tag that comes with the care that you're giving to these animals. That's why they're so important. That's why people need to come on out for them.
Right. Well, I think people probably could relate even with their own personal
sure.
one pet at home can get kind of expensive, you know,
yep.
that food and medical care adds up. And then if you multiply that by hundreds of animals, you can start to see how
it.
That adds up.
Yeah, and very quickly, for sure. Especially when it comes to, and you mentioned it, the rescue efforts that the Conway Area Humane Society puts into it. You mentioned that in the past. The rescue efforts are really where it starts to build up and you have to kind of not think about the money that's actually going towards what you guys are doing, and that's that rescuing of the pets.
Yes, and you know, sometimes we also come across cases where we have to take in some animals
mm-hmm.
For maybe a legal case or things that
sure.
aren't available for adoption, and they're in our care for a considerable amount of time, and that's again a very expensive thing to do. But that's our mission, you know, to take care of animals in need.
Absolutely. And you can learn more about what the Conway Shelter does at conwayshelter.org. Of course, you can pre-register there as well. There is a small registration fee that people are asking people to us to sign up for to be part of the event. Of course, some have raised that fee, and that's the way that they can get that waived. But there is a small registration fee that we want people to take care of. And then we're just going to have a great old day out in Whitaker Woods. Should be a lot of fun.
It really will be. And today you can also register at For Your Paws Only from 4 to 7. We'll be set up there with a table.
Excellent.
So come on by.
A little pregame, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a little warm-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you can go visit with the Conway Area Humane Society over at For Your Paws Only later this afternoon. That is excellent. And let's give a quick rundown here, Tim, from what I have. I mean, lots of people are involved with this event, as always. And it seems like we have a lot of contests and games that are going down. Everything from the best dog/owner look-alike contest.
Well, be in that tomorrow,
maybe from best trick to best tail. You get some best ears, all the fun things that we love about our pets. Best costume, possibly, maybe some catch the treats, musical chairs, and a pet parade. You guys got it all figured out.
It's gonna be fun. The one that didn't make the list that I was kind of rooting for was the who acts the most like their pet,
right?
But maybe next year,
something to look forward to. Also, the Carroll County Sheriff's Canine Unit's going to be involved. You have acts coming out for some service dog demos. It's just going to be a great day and celebration of pets and everything that the Conway Area Humane Society does. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing people out there. And again, a great weather day. So
yeah.
bring your pets out and let's take a walk.
Come on out. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The walk begins at 10 and then afterwards you can come and hang out with us for the day. It's a day of fun, food, family times, and of course all the pets that you can enjoy. It's going to be a great time. Pre-register now again online, conwayshelter.org, and we can't wait to see you out there tomorrow. Tim, I'm sure you have a lot of preparation to do, so we'll let you
I
go.
And
I'm sure you do. We'll let you go for now, but we'll be talking to you tomorrow as we broadcast live from the event, and I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Great. Thank you, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.